It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here at 77 WABC around the world and around the world at mybradio.com. And of course, those that are listening on the 77 WABC app. Well, also, it feels great, but I really thank God we're actually a couple of months in a row. Our show has come in number 3 in the top 10 in New York AM radio. It feels pretty good. It's Nielsen, so it means a lot. And again, I want to thank the listeners, the wonderful audience that that takes the time and realizes the level of content that we bring to them and appreciates it, and by listening, because of course that turns into those Nielsen ratings. So thank you to you. Well, this show, Mind Your Business, is all about you. Every single week, we interview C-level executives and business leaders from all types of industries and ask them the questions that are in your mind. Gain business advice and strategies on so many professions and business categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, emerging technologies, retail, communications, financial planning, hiring, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we open with some thank you. Special thank you to Pesach Tropper, the show's producer, and to Cirilli, Rina, Miriam, Rifki, Dina, the entire team at Bottom Line Marketing Group who plays an important support role. Thank you. And of course, to the great team at 77 WABC, Jose, Matt, Chris, Brian, Justin. Thank you. And of course, a special shout out to Jeffrey Hazlett and the folks from C-Suite Network and Tallgrass, who provided us with yet another fantastic guest. More on him in a moment. Also, special thank you to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on. Mishpacha Magazine, the monthly Take 5 column, C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and of course, as we point out each week, all past episodes are available by going to mybradio.com. That stands for Mind Your Business, mybradio.com. Also, a reminder about some of the recent guests that we've had, and there are available at MYB Radio. Joe Hart, president and CEO of Dale Carnegie. Shep Hyken, world-renowned customer service expert. Paul Massey of Cushman Wakefield. Steven Sato, former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue. Chris McCann, CEO of 1-800-Flowers. And, of course, Captain Sully Sullenberger. That was an incredible guest. He shared nearly 40 minutes of reliving what happened and, of course, the takeaways, how it applies to someone who runs a business. They're all available by going to the dedicated site for this program is mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, without further ado, getting to our guests. In studio, we have none other than Evan Hackle, CEO of Engage Consulting, Engage with an I, and we'll discuss that in tonight's program, and author of the book Engaging Leadership, 21 Steps to Elevate Your Business. Evan is the founder and CEO of Engaging Consulting, as mentioned, and his experience includes working with major brands such as Häagen-Dazs, Denny's, Armstrong, and more. Evan's new book, Engaging Leadership, is all about the philosophy he himself has used with hundreds of organizations that he consults with. Therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where we will discuss engaged leadership, engage with an I, and what that is all about. How to franchise successfully, and this is a great topic because we have many small business owners. Franchising is one of those areas that we actually have not spoken about enough, and therefore we will discuss that tonight. And it's something we've had many requests for it. We have discussed it, here and there in the past, but we are going to discuss that. Evan has a lot of experience with that, and why it's so important to truly understand your employees. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome to Evan Hackle. Evan, how are you?
I am terrific, and thank you for that nice warm welcome.
Well, thank you so much for joining me here on Mind Your Business. I got to begin with, someone that consults for major brands, wrote a book. What's your story? Did you dream about this when you were in high school, college? I mean, what was the journey like?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we had a family business.
Okay.
And I admired my father. I started working the family business at age 10.
Uh-oh. Is somebody going to get in trouble for that?
My mother wasn't so thrilled.
Truancy?
And my father and I really bonded talking about business. And did I think I would ever write a book being severely dyslexic? No.
Wow.
But I really developed a passion around engagement with an eye, and a philosophy that has really helped me. And, you know, to kind of give the listeners kind of a perspective.
Yes.
In 1988, I joined a very small company at the time, CCA Global Partners, and in 20 years, we grew that business to $10 billion at 29% average growth rate.
What? And I'm speechless. I'm like I'm shaking my head. What?
Yeah. And, you know, when I left the company, I ran half the company, and, you know, I did everything at the company. When I started, there was no one in franchise sales and membership sales. We did franchises and co-ops. We started the training department. I started the marketing department, started national accounts, national programs. Then as we started looking at and acquiring businesses, starting franchise businesses, I got involved in all of those things. And then in time, I kept accumulating responsibilities and running more and more of those businesses. And the key was the fact that the hearts, minds, and souls of the franchisees and the members, we're all working together for the same goal.
Mm.
And that makes such a difference.
Such a great takeaway. Such a great takeaway. Now, on the book itself, you talk about engagement with an I. What's this all about? I mean, we know you know how to spell. So talk about this. It sounds, you know, rather interesting. I'm sure you get this question all the time, but
it's not just the name.
It intrigued me too.
It's not just the name of the book, it's the name of my company.
Yes.
And what I look at is engaging with an I is a higher level of engagement. So when you think about engagement, you can be engaged. I know I'm in New York.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big, Red Sox fan. And I watch, in fact.
One second, I don't want to lose my listeners here.
I watched a lot of Red Sox-Yankees games recently.
Okay.
Big fan. I read about things. I'm engaged. I know what's going on.
Yes.
But I have never had a phone call yet from Red Sox management asking my opinion on anything. Okay, so you can be engaged. You can be in a
That's
business.
A great example.
You can be in a business where management does a pretty good job explaining the company, explaining the future, what's going on. But that step of involvement, that step of asking and getting ideas from everybody, takes things to a much higher level. And that's the difference, and that's what the I is for.
So it's the I, so that everyone, the I
is actually
feels engaged.
Right. For me, the I means the word involvement.
I love it.
Yeah. So it's a really powerful concept.
So how often do you go to Fenway?
I go to Fenway 4 or 5 times a year. I love Fenway.
Do you go specifically when the Yankees are playing them?
Those are much more expensive things.
Sorry, I digress. Now, what does it mean? I know you touched on this, but I want to spend time because, again, it's a special treat for the audience to have guests such as yourself that will be able to explain concepts that people sometimes, you know, it tugs at them. But they're not able to, you know, put their their thumb on it. And what does it mean to be engaged but not involved?
Well, you're engaged when the company tells you this is your job responsibility, this is what you're supposed to do, but you're not involved in any contribution of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that's very interesting is I do a lot of consulting with lots of companies. We could have listed off because I probably now work with 70, 80, maybe more companies.
Wow.
And I interview people. So I will ask people and say to somebody something to the effect of, do people ask you your opinion? And they go, well, no, not really. And I go, and when you share your opinion, how do they take it? And they go, well, they listen, but nothing seems to ever happen. And what's interesting is the correlation between that and customer satisfaction and company performance. because the people that feel like they are valued and that they are listened to, they act differently because they have a sense of ownership and a sense of responsibility in the company because they know their opinion matters and they're not just there to do a job. And that makes a huge difference.
Now, and of course what you're saying makes sense, but there's even a way to connect those dots in terms of, you know, if an employee is not heard by management and they're not following through on any of those ideas, it ultimately leads to performance issues and even revenue. I mean, we hate to, blunt, but
it definitely impacts revenue, impacts turnover. In the case of franchising, it has a huge impact on franchisee success and how successful are they. Because in franchising, you have to take this to the level beyond employees, but you have to engage your franchisees. You know, these people have so much knowledge. And so many times I will interview them and they've got brilliant ideas that no one's listening to. Mm. You know, think about it like you have a mine, you're mining gold, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what your employees are, that's what your franchisees are, frankly, that's what your customers are, and that's what your vendors are.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't bother to mine. You just let it sit there. And it's powerful, not just because it makes people feel greater ownership, but because there are truly great ideas. I also own a training company, Total Training. The first thing we did is create a customer advisory council. And we brought in our customers, say, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What are the things you need in the future? What, you know, tell us 5 years from now, what do you think we're going to be? And involving them and getting their ideas, it helped us create our strategic plan, as well as obviously involving all of our own staff, all of our own people, even subcontractors, so that everybody knows who we are, what we stand for. You should be able to ask every single employee in a company, tell me about the vision of this company, and somebody should be able to say in their own words, not reading a script, not, you know, off a plaque, somebody should be able to say in their own words what the vision of the company is. And really internalize it. In my company, every month we have a company meeting and we rotate and different people talk about our strategic plan. They might pick a value, they might pick our purpose statement, they might take our vision statement. So in total, we make effective training easy. And at Engage, we're engagement champions, things like that. And they talk about what those things mean to them personally and then give examples of how we live those values within the company. And this isn't done by me. I have done it. I take my turn.
Mm-hmm.
But we all do it. And we start senior management meeting off. Each senior manager goes around and shares an example of how we as a company are executing our values. And when we talk and we're looking and brainstorming, many times people are going to say, let's think about our values. What are we standing for? What, you know, are we doing what this really means? And we push ourselves. And sometimes we're failing. I mean, that happens. But it helps us all steer in the same direction. And it makes a massive difference.
And do you find that the people are open? You know, there's always that issue about, are people going to get tense and like, uh-oh, what is the owner going to think if I share my opinion?
There is no doubt that people need to feel comfortable and need to feel safe. And, you know, there are lots of different styles of management. And I have a theory, this is just a general theory, and I'll get into the safety in a second, that a good leader is five times more positive than negative. That you look for compliments and you share compliments. Because if you're sharing five times more compliments than you are, hey, I have concerns, people know you care, they know you're watching, and they're not just sitting there and thinking that you're just looking for their mistake. Right. You're not picking on them. So obviously good management skills create that environment. But I want to share with you my first story of engagement. At this time, I had no idea the word, the concept, anything.
Okay.
I got my MBA. And I came back and I sat down and I talked to my father. And we had, for us in Vermont, a big business. So this is like 1983.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a $3 million business. But it had been a $3 million business for 6 years in a row. Mm-hmm. the business was stagnant. It wasn't growing. And I was studying in management, Japanese management techniques. So back then, that was a whole thing about soft management and listening. And of course, I knew I had to build a business plan because you have to have a business plan. Right. Now, it's interesting because any of your listeners that run a business, ask them how many have a business plan.
Right. Most don't.
Most don't. And I don't have a written business plan. Like, every page is written. My business plan is actually in PowerPoint with bullets because you want people to easily read it, easily get it. You don't want...
It's not legalese.
It's not legalese. It's something everyone understands. It's something that we review and we talk about all the time. So anyhow, I went to my father. Our business, as we say in Vermont, we had to do a lot to make money. We had five different businesses. And what we did is we took each of the different divisions out for a dinner. And then we had a brainstorming session, and we brainstormed how we could improve those businesses. And ideas started flowing and flowing and flowing, and from that, we built the plan. And then I presented the plan to all of the employees of the company. And our goal was to go from $3 million to $10 million in 5 years. And we grew from $3 million to $5 million to $10 million to $25 million. So we grew so fast, so quick, but it was because everybody was doing and focusing on the same things. And we got brilliant ideas. And I like to share one because this came from the group. So we had an electrical supply business, and the industry average is about an 18% margin. Okay. Our margins were 22, so they were a little high. Right. And we had employees say, look, people shop us on price, and we lose. So we need to be careful on price. And then someone else says, well, people don't shop us on everything. They just shop us on Romex cable and these key things.
Right.
So what we did is we went and we lowered our prices on the things that people pay attention to at between 14 and 16. We raised everything else up. Our blended margin went from 22 to 26, but the perception of our pricing
was that you were great on pricing.
We're great on pricing. A concept called matrix pricing, which at the time I didn't really know anything about, but it was just out of the bubbling of conversation. Because like, well, I got a lower price. How can we afford a low price? Well, we could afford a lower price by doing this. Yeah. But the people that are doing the work, these people have great ideas. And sometimes they have bad ideas, and that's okay. And sometimes bad ideas trigger good ideas.
Right.
But,
that's right.
But they all felt that sense of accomplishment, and we constantly were sharing people with how we're doing and all those type of things. And it makes a difference. That's how you grow at a much faster rate.
So said so well. By the way, I mean, we still have a great interview ahead, but how can people get in touch with you and your company?
Well, the easiest way to reach me is eHackel, H-A-C-K-E-L, at Engage, of course, spelled with an I for involvement, .net. That's my email address.
And what's the company and website?
The company website is Engage, spelled with an I, .net, or tortle.net.
Wait, how do you spell that one?
Tortle is like, think of portal, but with a T for training.
Right. So T-O-R?
T-A-L.
.net.
.net.
My guest this evening is Evan Hackel. And we are going through many of the concepts that he discusses in his book, Engaging Leadership. Now, he's being very kind. One lucky listener is going to win a free copy. All you have to do is send a text to 64600 and put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. Again, text MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to get it. Everyone else, you could still be lucky by going out and purchasing it. It's, of course, available online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the whole deal. But again, one lucky listener is going to win it. Or, you know, text over text over MYB to 64600. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you own a business, you've got competition. So you have to be different. The number one proven way to be different is to write a book. Think about what The 7 Habits did for Stephen Covey and what The Tipping Point did for Malcolm Gladwell. At Black Card Books, we have a system proven to position you as an authority in your market. Join us for a 2.5-day boot camp, September 22nd through the 24th, and learn the steps toward becoming a successful author. Visit publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. That's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. increase your influence, your sales, and your income. Go to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Who's coordinating that fundraiser? Yes, hold on one second. Did anyone follow up with that donor?
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Evan Hackel, CEO of Engage Consulting, and he came out, his recent book is Engaging Leadership, Engaging with an I, Engaging. Now, in case you're wondering why, we're not going to get into that because there's not enough time. We have so much to cover. It was discussed earlier in the show. But great news, as our listeners know, by Tuesday morning, this show will be up at Mind Your Business, the dedicated site for this show, which is mybradio.com. mybradio.com. Of course, those that are that have the iTunes and have us queued up, you'll get it right away. And eventually, this will also be a featured C-suite TV episode, of course, at the C-suite network. Also, want to remind, he was very kind. One lucky listener is going to win a free copy. Text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win the book, Engaging Leadership, by 21 Steps to Elevate Your Business by Evan Hackel. Evan, let's also talk about franchising. You have a lot of experience with franchising. Explain why. What are kind of the pitfalls on why some people make it in franchising and others fail?
Franchising is an unbelievable business model. And it's an unbelievable business model because you take the concept, instead of having a paid employee, you have an entrepreneur who is running these local businesses. Mm-hmm. And they're going to run it with more care, more heart, more dedication than a general manager or somebody that's hired or somebody who's an employee. Mm-hmm. They fail because they don't pay attention to their franchisees, and their franchisees get frustrated, get turned off, and don't perform. So, and this is a very important thing, and I'm going to share, by the way, because people ask me all the time, how do I know if it's a good franchise or a bad franchise? Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously, you know, if you're going to buy a franchise, you have to kind of have a passion for the business, right? And you want to look to see, you know, is it a good financial model or people making money?
Right.
But for me, the number one test of a franchise system is to ask them what percentage of their franchisees go to the annual conference, because that is a measurement of engagement. And this is what happens in franchising. In franchising, if the franchisees are not supportive of what the franchisor is doing, then the franchisees aren't able to make the changes necessary to keep up with the changing world.
Wow.
And so you need to have teamwork.
And give and take.
And your convention is your best method of having that teamwork. And so if they have 20, 30% showing up, that tells you they're disengaged, they're not paying attention, Imagine how difficult it is to bring out innovative new idea when people don't care enough to go. If they have 70, 80, 90% attendance, then you know you've got an amazing organization where everybody is focused and everyone is literally working together as a team. So when people are working together as a team, franchising can do incredible things.
Any other tips? Let's say someone in the listening audience is thinking, they're talking with A, B, or C, whatever it is, the particular franchising organization. Any tips that they should, you know, from your level of experience, that they should be looking for to see if they really are a good fit for that particular franchise?
I take a second here. I want to talk about size.
Sure.
Okay. There are lots of new franchise concepts, emerging concepts, that have some brilliant ideas and great ideas. If you are more adventuresome,
okay,
and more of a risk taker,
okay,
they're great opportunities because that franchise system probably has more available territory. You could grow. You can do things you can't do in the bigger franchise systems.
Right.
On the other hand, they aren't going to have the systems, the procedures, the training, the staff, the expertise like the larger systems
right,
are going to have.
That whole infrastructure and process in place.
Right. If you're a good operator, meaning you know how to run a business, give me a plan and I'm going to run. I'm going to hire great people. It's going to run like clockwork. It's going to be great. A bigger franchise system probably is more for you because you're looking for that support. You're looking for those systems. You're looking for that execution. So you've got to think about the size in your decision. That is a very important thing. You also need to take the time to really model the economics for you. There are a lot of interesting things in franchising law, and a franchisor is not really allowed to model for you. It's making a representation. Now, there's a thing called the Item 19 in the FDD where they can disclose financial information. If they don't disclose financial information, you should turn and run. Because literally,
why are they hiding?
Right, that's right. That's exactly right. And they'll give you a song and dance. Yeah. They're gonna, I can't. Well, this and there's too many variables and etc. But you know, what it really means is that they don't have data that's good enough to share. And if they shared it, people wouldn't buy it. So you know, you're not always going to get detailed financial information, right. But you should at least be able to see sales per unit, things around margin, certain key KPIs that can give you some confidence in building your own plan. Some franchise systems are very good at standard financial statements, so they can give you really great information. That's certainly a plus. So you need to do a business plan. You need to make sure you can make money. You also need to make sure there's a cultural fit, that they value what you value. You know, Chick-fil-A is very successful, as you know. They close on Sunday. You know, you have to value that.
Right.
And if you don't if you don't value that, you're going to resent it. And so you want to make sure that the values of the organization, the values that you have are there.
They fit.
And then what you want to do is talk to franchisees, and a lot of them. And, you know, what I like to do is they'll probably recommend some people. And you call those people up and say, who would you recommend I talk to?
Is he very smart? I mean, not just the ones that the company is offering up.
Yeah. There's a company called Franchise Business Review. They are the largest company that survey franchisees. And if they've done that survey, seeing that survey can really open up your eyes. And I think by and large, they've surveyed 500-600 a year, and they actually score them and rank them. Which is very helpful.
Right.
If Franchise Business Review, if they've used another surveying company, seeing those surveys says something. If they don't do a survey, that says something. Okay? That says red herring.
Right.
And then what you want to do when you're talking to the franchisees is you want to ask the franchisees, how are they asking for your advice? Are they listening to you?
Right.
Do they care? When you get support, do they give you support or do they give you a hard time? Franchise business consultants, these are the primary people that work with franchise.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be coaches. They're supposed to be helping you and supporting you. In a lot of systems, they are disguised as police officers, where they're there to catch you doing things wrong and tell you exactly what you need to do. Where in a good system, they're working with you, they're helping you build your business plans, helping you with your problems, they're assisting you. And that's very important. And compliance, which is what they do monitor for.
Right. Right.
In a good system, compliance isn't an issue because people understand the importance of a brand. A franchise is a brand-building experience.
Right.
And if there isn't consistency, you don't have a brand. Right. So if you went into McDonald's, except for 20 years ago when they tried pizza, and they served pizza, and they served pizza in one McDonald's, and they serve cinnamon rolls in another McDonald's,
right, just,
it wouldn't be the same.
Right.
And so you need to understand, if you're going to buy a franchise, that you're buying into the business model. And that, yeah, you might think selling pizzas at your McDonald's is a great idea because there are pizza stores all around you, right, but it's not the brand, and that's not what you're signed up for.
Such great advice. We're speaking with Evan Hackel, CEO of Engage Consulting. Again, what is the website for the firm?
Engage.net, I for involvement.
All right, right. I for involvement. And speaking of that, his new book, Engaging Leadership, spelled with an I, 21 Steps to Elevate Your Business, is available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble online. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is send a text to 64600, put in the letters MYB for Mind Your Business. And again, one lucky listener is going to win this book, Engaging Leadership, 21 Steps to Elevate Your Business by Evan Hackel. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
If you own a business, you've got competition. So you have to be different. The number one proven way to be different is to write a book. Think about what The 7 Habits did for Stephen Covey and what The Tipping Point did for Malcolm Gladwell. At Black Card Books, we have a system proven to position you as an authority in your market. Join us for a 2.5-day boot camp, September 22nd through the 24th, and learn the steps toward becoming a successful author. Visit publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. That's publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB. Increase your influence, your sales, and your income. Go to publishabookandgrowrich.com/MYB.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com. The experienced team at Website with Brains will plan, write, design, and program a stunning and informative website that combines simplicity and flexibility. Get ready to look great online and take your business to the next level. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saftless right here on 77 WABC and around the world at mybradio.com. In case you're just tuning in, no worries. By Tuesday morning, this will be up on the easiest way to access it is going to the dedicated site for the show, mybradio.com. Of course, it will be up on iTunes and Audio Boom, Player.fm, etc. And the video is going to be a featured episode on the C-Suite TV network. Again, c-suitetv.com. That's where these you can find this. This video will be there as well. My guest this evening is Evan Hackel. He wrote the book, Engaging Leadership, Engaging with an I, Engaging Leadership, 21 Steps to Elevate Your Business. One lucky listener is going to win it by texting MYB to 64600. Otherwise, it's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Really fantastic read. And we're really lucky he's with me in studio for this show. Thank you, Evan, for joining me here.
Glad to be here.
Evan, here's a question. I'll come straight with this one. How do you fight complacency within a company? I mean, we know people get, they feel that the customers love them, whether that is true or not, that's maybe another issue, but they get complacent. They get comfortable. How do you, like, you know, just jerk it loose and say, guys, in order to grow, you gotta, you know, you gotta be willing to go out of your comfort zone.
One, it's an incredible problem. it is, and I'll take it further because you talked about employees, but I'll talk about owners.
Sure.
Okay. And in franchising, one of the bigger issues franchisors have is that franchisees are making so much money and they're so happy making the amount of money that they're making that they don't want to do the next things to help them make more. Mm-hmm. They don't want to risk good for great. And you need them to, you know, constantly improve, constantly make their products and the process and everything better. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do it. And I think that, to me, the answer to the question is inspiring people through vision. It works with employees. It works with owners. That there has to be something that's bigger, it's greater, that you're growing for or you're doing. And it can be as simple as a financial goal for a business where, you know, I'm looking to make sure that I'm raising enough money that my kids can go to school and things like that. It can be a goal of what you're trying to accomplish in the community. And mm-hmm. sometimes it can be around charity. Mm-hmm. But a vision that is greater than just what you're doing every day, and a vision for the business and where the business is going and what the business wants to be. And so when people sense or feel like there's something big here and there's a goal here and you're mm-hmm. talking about it, then they get on board with it. And then the other thing, and I think this is really important to understand, because this is one of the questions I always ask people, is I say to them, if you were going to open up a business and put yourself out of business, what would you do?
That's one of those, what did you say?
If you were going to open up a business and with a goal of putting your own business out of business, what would that business be? Okay, because someone else is going to open that business. Okay, so you have to protect yourself. So the thought that standing still, we've had great years, we're making money, let's touch nothing. Now, you know, it's perfect. It's perfect. Don't want to fiddle with anything. It's perfect. But it's not perfect because someone else wants to put you out of business. And that if you aren't constantly improving, you are falling back. I'll give you a perfect example, one sure. you can really relate to.
Sure.
Your radio show.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. 20 years ago, your radio show would be you and I on one radio station.
Right.
Right. Today, your radio show is syndicated.
That's right.
It's on iTunes. It's on going to be Sweet Seat Radio, Sweet Seat Television.
That's right. Okay. Audio Boom or Player.fm, the whole
yeah.
thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, why'd you do that? Right. Why didn't you just stick with one radio station? And that's because the world is changing. You have right. to evolve because right. somebody else could say, I'm going to build a show about business, but I'm going to make my show more ubiquitous. I'm going to allow right. everyone to see it. So you always have to sit back and say, how would they do it? What do I need to do? And that can be very, very inspiring.
No, so very much appreciate that you took it from the vantage point of leading a business, because primarily that's the listenership of this show, our small business owners, medium-sized business owners. And Evan is pointing at a great point. You know, yeah, a business owner usually looks at it from the vantage point that, okay, my employees are complacent. But Evan is pointing out, and correctly so, and especially from his lifetime of experience and the companies that he services, he says, wait a second, the company has to look at it from the vantage point of why am I being complacent? And if you're not, think twice. And if you really do this and you really do research and you're not being complacent, then great. Yeah, that means you're growing. But if you're not growing, usually then you're just being complacent.
By the way, just to add, because sure. it's important, your employees follow your lead. Okay?
Such an important point.
You come in and you gripe about customers, they're going to gripe about customers. You come in and complain about this, you complain about that. They have every right to complain because you're complaining. You need to be an example of incredibly positive attitude and an example of mentoring, helping, supporting. It is so important that you have that kind of leadership. Otherwise, you're going to be in a business where everyone's going to be griping, everyone's going to be complaining, no one's going to want to come to work because it's going to be so negative. I driving here over in the Uber, I had a conversation with one of our salespeople, mm-hmm. and he had lost a big sale, and mm-hmm. he was down. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, okay, Brandon, I get that. Tell me what good things are going on right now. And he says, well, I've got this thing going on and this thing and going on and going on. And all of a sudden, he starts to sparkle. And I said, you know, do we realistically expect that every sale, every time? Right. And I said, so you got to sit back and look at what's good that's going on. And you got a lot more good going on than bad going on. He goes, you know, you're right. But in the moment, okay? Now, I could have been with him. I could have said, oh, my God, that would have been so great. I really wish we had that customer. Oh, my God, I feel so bad. But that's not my job. My job is to be positive and to help him see the positive and inspire him to be better and to do more. And, you know, it's really important to lead by example.
You know, I don't remember where I saw this, but I thought this is, like, profound, that the letter CEO are really more aptly for Chief Encouragement Officer.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I like that. That's good.
Evan, you know, you say in your book, you talk about this, there are three different types of communication. And I'd love if you can elaborate on this. Evasive, conclusive, and honesty. What is that about?
Okay. I'm going to talk about the first two really quickly. Sure. And I'm going to spend a lot of time on honesty.
Sure.
Evasive are white lies, literal lies. They're not telling hiding the truth, mm-hmm. okay, by not speaking. Mm-hmm. People do this all the time. It's not a good thing. You want people to be honest. Honesty is important. Will people do it? Yes. I mean, can we eliminate it? Can I eliminate myself? No, I try, but it's hard. But you want to eliminate it. Conclusive is when you're giving very clear orders, very clear direction, very clear speak. Mm-hmm. And you need this in business. You know, if you're sitting and wanting a restaurant and you need an order of fries, you say an order of fries. You don't say to somebody, how do you feel about making me an order of fries? Is it okay with you?
Right. You just come straight, direct, just say it like it is.
Yeah. You need a lot of that.
Right.
You need a lot of that. But there are times in business where you need to have an open, honest dialogue. So I want to share a story about myself personally.
Sure.
So I went to a personal development program. And before I went, they had me interview 15 people, friends and people I work with a questionnaire. And when it came to communication, is Evan a good listener? Does he ask good questions? I scored high marks. So when we started talking about communication, I started thinking, I'm going to feel really good here.
Right.
And then I realized I was a world-class manipulator. Hmm. So I would sit there and I would ask great open-ended questions. And mm-hmm. I would ask probing questions and all of this. But I was listening for why the person was wrong. Hmm. Not why they were right. I was looking to respond to them. So I would go and say, oh, I heard you said this. I asked you a lot of good questions here, but you missed this, this, and this, and this is why I'm right. Because I was listening to why I was right. When I made the change to listening for why they were right and what their kernel of truth was, it changed everything in me. Hmm. It changed how people felt about me, how I cared. Better ideas came because, you know what, it was a shocking thing, but other people were right a lot of times. But I wasn't listening because I wasn't honestly listening. Mm. And so I look for maybe they're not right, but one little part of what they're saying is right. And that could build upon the idea. Or maybe their idea is better than mine. Or maybe their idea built a little with mine. But I'm listening for the kernel of truth. And I believe that when you talk about engagement, you have what I call faux engagement, pretend engagement. Mm-hmm. I'm pretending to listen. I'm pretending to care. And I think people recognize that as a fraud.
And it's genuine.
But when you really care, when you're really listening, it makes a huge difference.
My guest this evening is Evan Hackel. He wrote the book, Engaging Leadership, Engaging with an I. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB. to 64600. That's the texting number. Again, 64600. Put in the letters MYB. One lucky listener is going to win it. Otherwise, it is available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Evan, also Hackett People, what is the website of your firm?
Okay, I'm going to do two things. Give the website of my firm, and I'm going to give a special offer.
That's great.
Okay.
Sure.
The website for my firm is engage.net, but an I for involvement, so it's IN. If you go to that website and you click on my book, I have a leader's guide to the book. Now, I want everyone to buy the book. But if you don't buy the book and you buy the leader's guide, it will actually give you exercises you can use with your team.
Wow.
So if you think, well, you know, I'd like to at least see what this guy's about, free download, great questions to ask your team, and it will help you. Obviously, buying the book will help you more. And by the way, when you go there, there is a link to buy the book. And the book is available in audio and on Kindle.
Nice.
I can't tell you how many times I got people that call me up. They bought the book, and they bought the book for their whole team.
Nice.
Because the one thing about this book is, yes, it's about leadership, but a lot of leadership is about attitude. It's about communication, and it really helps the company have great discussions around values, vision, and improving communication. So it's a great book for a company to buy, to share, and talk about within the whole company so that people see and understand the conversation when you start to implement the ideas.
And I want to remind the listeners, when you're going to look for it, it's Engaging with an I-N, Engaging Leadership by Evan Hackell. You're tuned to the Mind Your Business show here on 77 WABC. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to receive a greater return on your commercial real estate investments? LP Servicing, a division of Eastern Union Funding, the leading commercial real estate funding firm, can help you strengthen your investments, broaden your network, and handle your headaches. For more information, visit lpservicing.com. LP Servicing provides services that enhance your ability to get the deal done. It's just that simple. Visit www.lpservicing.com. Again, that's lpservicing.com. LP Servicing. Turn your investments into something bigger.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than websitewithbrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500. Or visit websitewithbrains.com.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is Evan Hackell. He wrote the book Engaging Leadership. I want to remind the listeners, one lucky listener will win it by sending a text to 64600, putting the letters MYB. Otherwise, it's available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And again, Engaging Leadership, 21 Steps to Elevate Your Business by Evan Hackell. Engaging is spelled with an I, engaging. Evan, in the minutes that remain, and also I want to remind everyone, just in case you tuned in now, no worries. This entire episode will be up on the archives. You could easily access it by going to mybradio.com or, of course, our iTunes channel. There are already over 110 episodes already. We've had many. I mean, that's why we're number 3 in New York radio. Fantastic episodes over the years. We've been doing this since July of 2015. And tonight's show is no different. Evan is really sharing some great stuff. Thank you, Evan, for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
That's terrific.
You talk a lot about emotions and human behavior and how it affects everyone, both in their personal and professional lives. But everyone's so different. You know, how could you predict this? How could you work with this in a business environment?
I have one rule.
Okay.
It is a rule I will never break. In fact, I had an opportunity to break it at Total Training. We were looking to hire another developer.
Okay.
Guy says, this guy's technically great, but he doesn't have the attitude I know you love. And I said, I don't care how good this person is. If this person doesn't have a great attitude, I don't want him in the business. Attitude is everything. And people want to work around people with great attitudes. And you have to interview for it. You have to see it. And you have to make sure that they have it. There is nothing more important than attitude. In my book, and I'm not going to get into detail here, I really get into it in length, but attitude is everything. I believe greatly in personality profiling, to look at attributes for the roles, to make sure that they fit the right roles and they have the right personality for the job. I think that's very important. But there, I'll sometimes accept a little weak here, a little weak there, never, ever on attitude. It is so important. And that's how you build camaraderie. You know, you talk about some of these other issues about complacency and all these things. Attitude. It is so important, and it has to start at the top.
You know, it brings to mind one of the guests we've had here was the CEO, is the CEO of Dale Carnegie, Joe Hart. And he said exactly the same thing. His attitude is at the top of the list when hiring. Exactly right. Evan, you know, it's critical for anyone in any sort of leadership position to know how to differentiate fact from opinions. Now, this is such a big area. I'm not sure how we'll cover it in a minute. But just, you know, people give, you know, when you ask someone for information, it's tainted. They have, they're adding their opinions. You talk about it in the book, but is it really possible to differentiate?
So here's the thing. I'm not saying for people not to express their opinion.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, to define it as, this is my opinion, I think this, rather than an assertion of it being a fact. We've got to do this. And the difference is, when you say, we got to do this, it doesn't make anyone else feel comfortable stating an opposite opinion, because they feel like they're challenging you, particularly as a manager, but I believe this with anybody in the company, that if you state something that your opinion, like it's a fact, then it makes it very difficult for people to have meaningful conversations and suggest alternate ideas.
Right.
But my best example of opinion stated as fact are politicians. It is amazing. And I will pick on all of them. Right. They do nothing but state opinion as if it was a fact. And it's very important in your conversations, and you need to be deliberate about it. And, you know, that's one of the reasons I like sharing the book with the team, because to talk about that, because a lot of people don't take the time, and that, you know, they're confident people and they state an opinion like it's a fact all the time. And it takes a lot to hone and say, in my opinion. So if you remember when I said, in my opinion, the number one statistic in buying a franchise is knowing what percentage of people go to their conventions, I literally said, in my opinion, because I don't know it's a fact. I believe it to be a fact.
I mean, it was actually great advice. I mean, as you said it, I'm like, you know, that's pretty smart. You know, that really makes sense.
But it would have allowed you to say, well, in my opinion, the number one way, you could have said something else.
Right.
Where if I said the number one way, it's a slight difference that allows for much better communication, and allow, you know, the book's about engaging leadership, which means that you're looking for people to share opinions and to talk and share ideas, because it makes the company stronger.
Mm. Now, Evan, you work with major, you have worked and continue to work with major brands such as Häagen-Dazs, Rita's, Armstrong, just to name a few. Maybe you could talk about what it's like servicing a major brand.
Well, it's interesting. The largest company I've done work with is McKesson, which is like Fortune 15, 100. I think at the time it was 145 billion, but it's bigger now. And I've worked with startup franchise organizations.
Right.
Here's the major takeaway.
Yes.
They all have very similar problems.
What?
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's just a couple of zeros difference.
Well, the scale of problems,
right.
But the, you know, the issues of not having clear vision, not having good communication, having, you know, attitude issues.
You're saying it's across, it always comes down to the same issues.
Every business is different. Every business issues are different. By the way, all my clients are unbelievably good. I want to be clear
about
that.
Right.
but you know, it's, you find very similar issues, you know. So I ask the question to everyone when I interview them, can you say the vision of the company in your own words? Because that tells me how well the vision has spread, or if there is a vision. And I will find that problem at big companies. I will find that problem at small companies. Mm. So, you know, don't sit back and think of if only I was bigger. If you're only bigger, you're just going to have them. They're just going to be more difficult.
Evan, I can't thank you enough for joining me here on Mind Your Business. Any final takeaways for the listeners?
Start. That's really what it is, you know, we've given you a lot of great ideas. Take one, start.
By the way, folks, that proves how great this book is, this Engaging Leadership. I mean, you get, he simplifies these complicated business concepts, and it's all available in this book, Engaging Leadership, which of course is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Just Google it, but make sure Engaging with an I. Well, that brings to a close another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. to 77 WABC for another great edition of Mind Your Business. Have a great week.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over two decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.